Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 remains our theme text for the year. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." The Lord has been gracious to us as a local church. He has neither denied or deprived us of his word. All through 2018, he fed us sumptuously with his word. We are rest assured that this year will not be different. It's my earnest prayer that all of us shall hunger for the word of God more than our normal food this year. I pray that we will all take our personal and congregational Bible study meetings seriously this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know this is Lagos, and it's tough getting to church during the midweek service. But I also know that commitment is required. Hallelujah. Can you look at the church? Will you make a commitment to encourage somebody to join Bible study meetings this year? I know it's good to watch live streaming, but it's better to be here. Did you notice something in 2018? That some of the great moments in the church was on Wednesday. How many of us noticed that? There are some teachings we had that God moved strongly was during midweek service. Some people have come to me and say, "Pastor, take that message on Sunday." But I say, it's not like that too. I will take that same message on Sunday, but it will not be the same. So it's important that we all create time to be around and know that it's not convenient for some, and that is understandable because of location and other stuff. I pray that the Lord will grant us entrance into his word and vice versa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the word of God is, I don't know how to describe it. The word of God is like a capsule. Something that is enclosed. You need to gain entrance into the word of God before it can be useful to you. Most of the time, what you have seen is the letter. But behind the letter, there is the spirit. And it takes what? God giving you access into the word. And until you have access to the spirit behind the word, you stay only on the letter and it will not profit you. That is why we are praying that God will cause his word to have an entrance in our life. and God will give us entrance into his word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The book of Zechariah has 14 chapters. And I trust that God will help us to finish it this year. Nehemiah had how many chapters? 13 chapters. And we struggle to finish. So let's see how God will help us this year. Among others, the following can be observed about the book that we are about to study. The book, number one, the book has information about the ministry of Zechariah, which took place during the post-exilic period. In other words, the book that we are about to study is talking about the ministry of one man called who? Prophet who? Zechariah. Who ministered when? After the exile. Praise the Lord. After what? The exile. Some prophets ministered before the exile. Some ministered after the exile. Can we mention some prophets who ministered before the exile? Do you remember? You know, in this class, we don't want... Yes, sir. Jeremiah, Dike Adekunle, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. But Zechariah, among other prophets, ministered after the exile. It is most likely that Zechariah wrote the entire book. There are arguments by authors who said chapters 9 to 14 could have been written by other authors because of different style, compositional features, and so on and so forth. But all that argument, they're not necessary, they're not satisfactory. Number three, the name Zechariah means what? Jehovah remembers. Jehovah remembers. The Lord remembers. Hallelujah. Do you see any connection between that and Nehemiah where we ended? Who has seen any connection between where we ended our study of the book of Nehemiah and Zechariah? Mrs. Yari, you are one of the people giving chorus answer there, so speak on their behalf. Nehemiah prayed. What was his prayer? Remember me, O Lord, with favor. Remember me for good. And as we are transiting from Nehemiah to Zechariah, God is bringing before us again the subject of what? Divine remembrance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in my own way, the way I understand God and understand his word, I will take that to mean for me that this year God will remember me. Hallelujah. His remembrance did not end with 2018. Even this year, God will remember me. How about you? How about you? Can you say to yourself, even this year, God will remember me. Hallelujah. Number four, his father, Berechiah, whose name means the Lord blesses, probably died young, leaving Zechariah to be raised by his grandfather, Iddo. And you see that in verse 1, where the names Berechiah and Iddo were mentioned. Praise the Lord. Before we move too further from here, have you seen the way the Jews give names to themselves? What have you observed about their naming? What have you observed? Their names glorify the name of the Lord. One. Ma'am? It reflects their relationship with who? With God. They give good names. Eh? When you give your child Zechariah, every day, Zechariah, Zechariah, what are you calling for? God, remember my son, oh, remember my son, oh, remember my son. What are the names we give our children today? Before we go too far, your own name, the name you are bearing now, check your name. What is your name? I'm asking you. You said what? God's portion. I like your name. Hallelujah. Not Satan's portion. So what is your name? That could be the root of your wahala. Because every day they call your name, they are calling forth something. They are calling forth your destiny. They are calling forth something over your life, over your existence. Zechariah, the Lord remembers. You know, some people don't know the meaning of their names. Ask your neighbor, what is your name? What is the meaning of your name? Praise the Lord. One of my fathers in the Lord used to have a name. And when he discovered that this name has been carrying it for years, I didn't know the name. Even though he got PhD with it, he dropped it. Some of you are carrying the name Big Masquerade. That's the meaning of your name. Big what? Not even Small Masquerade, though. So every year, Big Masquerade must do what? Must appear to you at least once. And whatever you have gathered, it will just come and scatter it. Check your name tonight. You know, you pray this night that the word of the Lord should come to you. That's one word coming to somebody tonight. Check your name. Check your what? Hallelujah. Somebody say, Pastor, are you asking me to change my name? Yes. Change your name. If you are carrying wahala, won't you drop it? Go to court and do affidavit. Say from today, I'm no longer big masquerade. Hallelujah. Number five, like Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Zechariah was both a priest and a prophet. That is a rare combination. That somebody will be a priest and at the same time, a what? A prophet. Not many people in scripture have that combination. But wherever you see that combination, it's always exceptional. Hallelujah. For instance, Jeremiah was a priest, but God raised him up to become a prophet to the nation. Aaron was a priest who never became a prophet. But for Zechariah, he was both a priest and a prophet. Six, Zechariah was born in Babylonia and was among those who returned to Judah in 538 BC under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Joshua. Where was he born? Babylonia. He was born in exile. But thank God that under godly parentage, he was properly brought up in the word of the Lord, in the way of the Lord. That's a challenge to us parents, that wherever we are, our children should be raised in the way of the Lord. You never know what God wants to do with that life. Hallelujah. Number seven, Zechariah made a strong claim of divine inspiration from the book when he said the word of the Lord came to him, and he said this not less than what? Six times. In the Bible, this book that we are to study. The word of the Lord came to me. Exclusive claim to the word of God. And I pray that we will not take the word lightly this year, as it comes to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nehemiah was a younger contemporary of Agag. And you see that in Ezra 5:1, Ezra 6:14. However, Zechariah's ministry continued long after that of Agag on account of age. That is understandable. Praise the Lord. Josephus, a Bible historian, and I think Jesus also made reference to this. I didn't have time to check that reference. That Zechariah was killed between the porch and the altar because he prophesied to the people of God. What does that suggest? What does that mean? Or what's the implication of that for preachers? Does it have implication for us? Was it 2 years ago in Abuja, a woman that went to preach in the morning? And some people came out and did what? Stabbed her to death for doing morning call. What's the implication? That is not every time you will preach the word of God and people will do what? Clap for you. There are other times you preach the word of God and they will do what? And they will do what? Talk now. And they will stone you. Pastors, are we ready? This year, and may God help me. May God do what? May God help me. And you too. Tell your neighbor, may God help you too. Tell your neighbor, may God help Reverend Adeleke this year. As I'm already thinking of what to preach on Sunday, I'm already asking God, how do I preach this message? How do I tell Ikoyi Baptist Church this word coming on Sunday? How do we preach? How do you preach the word of God and you will not be misunderstood? How do you declare the mind of God? As we are seeing in Zechariah this year, and IBC, we accept the word of God as the word of God. In fact, after the afternoon prayers, I went back and I was devastated. Because what God began to say, what God began to put his hand, is not a matter of 2018. God is putting his hand on the foundation of Ikoyi Baptist Church. So how do I say that on Sunday now, and people will not gather at the car park? And begin to say, Adeleke has come, Adeleke has come, Adeleke has come. Whereas, it is not me, it is the word of God, though. That is my fear now. That is my worry. But I've resolved. God helping me to speak the word of God to you. Pastors, let's resolve to speak the word of God. And I think, Deacons, you are joining us to speak the word of God. If it is the word of God, please take it. We will not add to it. We will not do what? Subtract from it. In fact, I wish there's no Zechariah chapter 1. I wish there's no Zechariah chapter 1. I wish we only have Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8. Not by power, not by might, by my spirit, saith the Lord Almighty. I wish all I have to preach for you on Sunday. He says, say power. Say power now. I said, say power. Say it one more time. I wish that's all I'll be preaching to you on Sunday. That I will say power 100 times, and you say power, you roll on the ground. And you go home, no power. So those of you in church today, you'll bear me witness on Sunday. Will you bear me witness? When the word of God began to come on Sunday, because God's word is coming. I've not prepared the message, but I've already peeped, and I see where God is putting his finger. And I'm saying, God, I wish maybe another pastor should preach. Reverend Bala, will you preach on Sunday? He said, no. I should provide the direction first. Reverend Neem, you support him. Maybe I will fall sick on Saturday. You reject it. So we bail me out now. But what are we saying? Even as a Sunday school teacher, resolve this year to preach the word of God. The worst that will happen is that they will kill you. That's the worst. I think it would be better, isn't it, to die and go to heaven and you have obeyed God than to compromise. You bend the word slightly because you want to please somebody. No. That songwriter says again, whatever he says, we will do. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help me. Zechariah was killed between the porch and the altar. They didn't kill him far away from the temple. Right inside the temple, that's where they slaughtered him for preaching the word of God. It's interesting to know that the book of Zechariah contains more messianic passages than any other minor prophet. And we are talking about messianic messages or passages. We are talking about passages that has to do with Christ. That thousands of years before Christ was born, this man saw it and was prophesying about Christ. He talked about Christ as the branch, Christ as God's servant, Christ as God's smitten shepherd. He talked about Christ's triumphant entry. He talked about Christ's betrayal for 30 pieces of silver. Accurate prophecies came from this man. And there are several others that I didn't mention for space. He talked about the blood and several other things. The book of Zechariah teaches about the sovereignty of God in history over people and nations. Number 12, the essence or the purpose of the book of Zechariah was mainly, first of all, to do what? To rebuke the people of Judah for their sins, and also to do what? To encourage and motivate them to complete the rebuilding of the temple. Hallelujah. Every book of the Bible has a purpose. And for you to understand any book of the Bible, always find out the purpose for which it is written. And there are Bibles that are very good. I encourage you this year, spend money to go and buy a study Bible. Are you hearing me? For instance, this one is not a study Bible. It's a pulpit Bible. But like the one I have here, and like NIV study Bible, it will tell you the date of writing. It will tell you the purpose. It will tell you the recipients. Those statistics, they are very good. It will help you to understand Bible better. When you know where it is written, to whom it is written, it will help you to put it in context. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what's the purpose of the book of Zechariah? To rebuke. What does it mean to rebuke? What's the meaning of the word rebuke? To scold. To scold. Dickness Emma said to scold. To chide. How many of us like to be scolded? But actually all of us don't like it, isn't it? There's a part of you that just said no. Especially our children. Teenagers particularly. They know everything. Reverend Mrs. will tell us. So somebody is smiling now. Once you scold them like this, they get angry. They may not talk with mommy for some time until they are hungry. Rebuke. So the book of Zechariah has the rebuking part and also the what? The encouragement part. And we will not take just one side this year, isn't it? We will take both. When it is time to receive rebuke, we should be willing to take it. And when it's time for encouragement, you should also be ready to do what? To take it. Number 13. The book of Zechariah is apocalyptic in nature, containing many prophetic visions and revelations. You see this man talking about visions, revelations in chapter 1. You see him talking about the man among metal trees, horses, and so on and so forth. Four horns and four craftsmen. You need to study closely to be able to understand what God is saying through those apocalyptic instructions. Hallelujah. Finally, notable verses in the book of Zechariah. We just look at some notable verses, favorite scriptures or verses in the book of Zechariah. So let's start from chapter 1. Chapter 1. Notable verses. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Zechariah 2. Can we read it together? Hey. that ball. Or who is there? Who is pursuing you? Let's read it again. Do you like that? What is wrong with you? How many of us like this? I claim it in Jesus' name. Who is claiming this? The Lord has been what? With who? Notable verses. That's where I'll come here on Sunday. So let me prepare you. Who is angry? With who? With who? So how do I tell you that on Sunday? See, the Lord has been angry with you, with your fathers. And I said, how will they not kill Zechariah? How will they not kill him? When he just woke up one day and you came with this kind of prophecy. So God has been very angry with your fathers. And even you. So let's just jump it tonight. Let's do what? You know, there are some Bible passages, me, I jump. Have you jumped some passages like that before? When you are reading it, the thing is too much. You say, no. I just jump it. I say, God, I'll come back next time. So this one, let's do what? Let's jump it. Maybe on Sunday to be softer. Hallelujah. Somebody say, even so, I'm going to come to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. So let me jump Zechariah chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Let me go to the one we like. Let's go to verse 14. Can we read verse 14 together? Proclaim this word. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I'm very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion. But I'm very angry with the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry, but they added to the calamity. Verse 16. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty. Verse 17, can we read it together? Proclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says. My tongues will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go forward to chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. Or let's take it from 4 to save time. And said to him, "Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of men and livestock in it." That's talking about growth. Hallelujah. 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 Then verse 5 says, "And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within." That's an assurance of divine security, that God will build a wall of fire round about your house, round about your family, round about Ikoyi Baptist Church in 2019 and all the days of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, God says, "I myself will be a wall of fire around it, and its glory within." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So much to glean in the book of Zechariah. But let's take one more in chapter 2 before we move further. Chapter 2, verse 8. Can we read it all together? For whoever, whoever, do what? Touches you. Touches what? Anyone who touch you this year is looking for trouble. Hey, anyone who touch me, touch wala. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, "Don't touch me." Don't touch me. I can remember the way the Lord spoke again during the vigil. He said, "Before you is what? This year. What is before you? Which type of mountain? Great what? But what will God do to the mountain? He will level it. Some mountain, it will melt." And the Lord said to us, "Tell your neighbor, don't be a mountain in my life." Do you remember that the Lord said that? "Don't be a mountain in my what?" Why? What will God do to the mountain? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every mountain in Nigeria, this year, what will happen to them? God will level them. He will melt them. And tonight again, you sing whoever. Excuse me, what is the meaning of whoever? Whoever. Brozoto, whoever touches you Touches what? Give us another translation. I think this is where we're ending the study tonight. For he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eye. Give us message. Oh, yeah, read this for yourself. Oh. God of the angel armies, the one of glory, who sent me on my mission, commenting on the godless nations who stripped you and left you homeless, said, anyone who eats you, eats me. Blood is my nose, blackens my eye. Who can do that to God? So this year, tell your neighbor, don't eat me. Don't eat me. Hallelujah. Do we have questions, contributions tonight? As we close, let's take our offering. Well, we take questions, contributions. Do we have questions, contributions? As we take our offering. Yes, sir. I'm seeing a hand at the back.
I'm looking at this chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Verse 17. Second line there. My city shall again spread out through prosperity.
Yes.
The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. In this era of where people are preaching prosperity, what type of prosperity are they talking here? When even in Anshar 5, there came again the period of the Roman Empire that occupied and that controlled Jerusalem. And they thought they were also exiled in their country. How does it apply to us as a country? We have never been to exile or claim to be in exile or aware that we have been in the exile. And then the Lord will again comfort Zion. Who are we here? And again we choose Jerusalem. Who are we here?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 1:17, look at it very well. It's applicable to us in many sense. First of all, the Bible talks about my tongues. You know, when Israel went into captivity, the old cities in the entire nation, all were affected. Praise the Lord. They went into exile also. And last year we looked at just a tip of the iceberg of what happened when there's exile. Devastation, ruins, all kinds of calamity takes place. But after every destruction and devastation, God always brings what? Restoration. Praise the Lord. And that is what God is saying here, that devastation has come to the city of Jerusalem, but I'm bringing what again? Restoration. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why God is now assuring them, After in the earlier verse, he has told them about the issue of their sins. He has told them what to do. After they have repented, God now promised to bring restoration. So if you're going to talk about prosperity, God is a God of prosperity. The truth actually is that our God is not poor. Praise the Lord. Our God is not what? It's not poor. God is stinkingly rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you see, the balanced gospel, just like the questioner wants us to know, is that any prosperity that is not anchored on correct life, genuine repentance, is no prosperity. Any prosperity that you have that does not tie you to God is not correct prosperity. So even though God wants to prosper us, God wants us to abide with Him. Praise the Lord. So the prosperity that God desires here is for Nigeria and the church. So when he talks about Jerusalem and talks about Zion, Zion is talking about the church. Jerusalem can be likened to what? Our cities. Praise the Lord. So this year is a year of prosperity for you. It's a year of prosperity for me. But for that prosperity to come, I must listen to what God is saying in that verse 2 and 3. When he said the Lord was angry with your fathers. And on Sunday, by God's grace, we will come to that. God helping us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you read the book of Judges, you understand this better. Israel will sin. God will punish them. They will repent. God will restore them. That's the pattern in Scripture. Praise the Lord. If Ikoyi Baptist Church we genuinely repent, are you hearing me? Based on the word of God coming to us this time around, sincerely speaking, we have not seen prosperity. God wants to bless us like never before. But it's anchored on our ancestors and what God is asking us to do. May the Lord help us to obey His word.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook at Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.